On Midwest Week, after many years of planning and lobbying for money, work has finally started on the new I-74 bridge. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tony Watt, reporter for the Dispatch in Rock Island Argus. So, Tony, what work has been done already? Where can we see evidence that the project is underway?
Well, I think anybody who's been driving in downtown Bettendorf lately has noticed that the roads are a little different than they were a year ago, and that was largely to make needed adjustments for the new bridge right away.
More than just moving Rosses, they would have noticed something else.
Yeah, no, it was yeah, beyond moving Rosses, they had to readjust State Street, and several other streets had to get moved around because the bridge was going to be like cutting across the way the old roads network together.
And what about in downtown Moline? Is there much there yet?
Yes and no. A lot of it, there's been a demolition in preparation for the bridge project. A lot of that has been older buildings, and basically they're getting the right of way ready. Probably the biggest one that people noticed was the old train depot, which was taken down last year.
Okay, and what work is scheduled for this year?
This is going to be when we actually see the specific bridge work. A lot of this ahead of before now has been preparation. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in the river getting the structure of the bridge in place. They're starting from the bottom, from the riverbed up.
And will this affect traffic much, or is that still some years away?
Traffic in 2017 and 2018 should not be significantly affected, according to Iowa DOT.
Okay.
They are anticipating that later as they start to adjust they're building one span first, and it's going to take all of the heavy lifting until they get the next one ready. And there's going to be closures on the old bridge as they do those transitions.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not necessary, obviously, until at least one of the spans is up and running, at which they're not anticipating anything, I think, significant until 2019.
Okay. So this year they're going to be working out in the river, putting up pilings or piers or whatever they're called.
Yeah, the things that anchor the bridge to the riverbed, and then mm-hmm. the actual beams that will support the deck that people would be driving or walking on.
Okay, and then what will we see in the next couple of years after that?
Okay, so in 2019, the current bridge is going to stay open. Iowa-bound motorists will have some motorists on both sides are going to have some change-ups as they make adjustments for the new span.
Mm-hmm.
The Iowa-bound span is expected complete by late 2019.
Okay, now when are they expecting everything to be finished and you and I will be driving across a brand spanking new bridge?
I believe the new bridge will be ready by 2020, and the old bridge is supposed to come down the following year.
Okay, and what about cost, Tony?
Let's see. It is $1.2 billion, and it is largely federal money that both states are using.
Mm-hmm.
Since it spans two states, the two different DOTs are cooperating to bring the project about.
Okay. And so now that we've been talking about all this time and money and 5 and 6 years and all that stuff, why is this new bridge needed? Why are we spending $1.2 billion?
Well, I believe the idea is that it's just an old bridge is what it comes down to, and
mm-hmm.
they're going to need to replace it at some point. And I think they've been anticipating the need and working up to it for years now, with the understanding that that bridge is going to have to – they're going to have something – something to replace it.
And also modern standards for bridges have changed a bit over the years?
This one's going to look a lot different than what people see now.
Mm-hmm.
For one, pedestrians are going to have the opportunity to use it. There's going to be recreation trail. There's going to be more lanes, so traffic flow should be a little better. And it's going to have a new look, obviously. It's not going to be the same green bridge that people see now.
And what about the old bridge? You mentioned that a minute ago, 2021 or 2022. What happens?
2021, they're going to bring it down. If I remember, it's going to be a mix of demolition and actual people on the bridge taking parts off.
And was there talk, as I recall, about keeping the old bridge for some reason, like a pedestrian trail or something like that, some years
I
back?
that discussion has not come up to me when I have interacted with the Department of with the Iowa Department of Transportation. So I couldn't speak to that. I'm going to be honest there, but it had everything that I've done thus far, they've discussed that bridge being demolished.
Okay. Now, as a local motorist, when is construction of the new bridge going to affect me? So this year, maybe not. Next year,
I
I'm
don't
not
I
sure.
unless you count people watching them do the work, I don't think there's going to be DOT says that I think 2019 is the soonest that people could expect direct effects to traffic because of the bridge. Now they still have to perform maintenance on the old bridge to keep it operational until they don't need it anymore. Which and they did that last year as well. There was a lot of traffic holdups for construction that had nothing to do with the new bridge. That was them keeping that bridge fit while they because they obviously we still need it.
And what about mussels, Tony? The mussels and what's happening to them is sort of an intriguing part of this whole project.
Well, it turns out that that particular area was a very a place that made mussels very happy. They like to live there. They have to do impact surveys for this sort of thing, and they discovered that their initial surveys indicated that there, it was a good mussel habitat, and that there were federally endangered or threatened species there, as well as several state species. Overall, if I recall, there was about 20 different species listed that the different species found. They were not all endangered or threatened, but there were significant enough populations of the ones that were in trouble that they decided they needed to relocate them. And in the end, with divers going down and picking them up, they moved about 140,000 mussels. About 1,000 of those, give or take, were actual endangered or threatened mussels, at least federally. There probably were more for the state listed species, but they were in significant enough numbers that they were important to those to those endangered populations, so they moved them.
And do you know where they moved them, or was it just
They
upstream
moved them. They
somewhere?
moved them. They moved them. They looked for areas nearby. They tried to keep them close, but they looked for areas nearby that they already had mussels. That it was clear that mussels would be happy there, and so they've moved them to various locations up and down the river, not too far from us. And I think they're going to be monitoring them for several years to see what the impact on the new colony and the old colony is going to be by interacting them. If I remember, this is also one of the larger scale muscle moves that's been performed. They've been done before for other projects, but I think this was one of the larger ones.
Now, do they have to move any more, or are they all done?
They're not done with that. There're going to be follow-ups to make sure that the populations haven't expanded back into the footprint that they cleared, and just make sure they're doing their due diligence and move everything they've needed to move.